Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Obsidian Achievement. This is your host, Michael Russin. Thank you for joining me, and you're getting another episode on this fine Monday morning. Just got done with an absolutely phenomenal workout. It's exactly what I needed. I feel great. I'm in the zone. I feel really good right now, so I figured I'd hop on and give you guys another episode. Spent a little bit more time with you guys. I hope all of you are just working towards your goals. I hope you've got your nose to the grindstone. I hope you've got goals. You know, I hope you know where you're going and why you're headed there, man. I really do. Many people have no idea where they're headed. They have no idea what they want to do. You know, I've got a very clear vision of what I want the next 5, 10, 15 years of my life to look like. It's crazy because in 15 years, I'll have 2 teenagers, possibly 3 teenagers, God willing. And, to be a dad of teens, it's just so crazy. It seems so far away, but it's so close. You know what I mean? I mean, 15 years is a long time, though. You know, I've been around 31 years. That's half my lifetime. But it's just crazy how time works. You know, how much happens in 15 years, but really how short that is in the grand scheme of things. And I guess, you know, my question to you is, where are you going to be in the next 15 years? That seems far off, man. I'm telling you, it's not far off. It's not far off. It's much closer than you think. And the next 5 years are going to be a blink. So let's just focus there. Because like the 15-year goal should be like the ultimate vision, right? 15 years, I'll be 46 years old. I should be in my absolute prime then in every area of my life. And I'm looking forward to that. But I'm also grateful for where I'm at right now. But I know what 15 years from now, assuming the world's still spinning on its axis, I don't have high hopes for the direction of the world. I have high hopes for myself, but, you know, I'm kind of at the mercy as to what happens with the planet, world wars, and all this other bullshit we got going on, totalitarian regimes. I used to think for a long time I wouldn't make it to 40, and I hope that's not true. Your mindset changes when you have kids, you know what I mean? And it's like, I've got to be here for my family, and I just pray my health keeps me around. I pray that God, keeps me protected from danger. So I'm going down a darker path there. But the next 15 years of your life, let's just focus on the next 5. You know, 5 years from now, being 2000, what year is it? 2029? Almost into 2030, which is crazy. I remember telling somebody how I went to a baseball game with my dad and my grandpa in the late 90s. And I'm like, holy smokes. I lived in the 20th century. You know what I mean? I lived in the 20th century. I lived in the 90s. You say that now to some of these kids, they're like, the 90s, you know? There's a girl that works at a protein shake bar at the gym. She's so funny, little sweetheart. And I asked her yesterday, I'm like, how old are you? She's like, I'm 17. I'm like, my goodness, you're set. Like, dude, and I was talking to another kid that I mentor who's 20. And it's like, you got all of this space in front of you. You know, if you're listening to me and you're between 16 and 25 years old, once you hit 25, you got to stop making stupid mistakes, but you can get away with a lot between 16 and 24, man. Like, you can make some really boneheaded decisions. Like, the mistakes that you make after 25 should be smart risks that just, they're risks. Sometimes it doesn't work out, and maybe slight miscalculations, right? But past 25, you really shouldn't be making any more boneheaded mistakes, especially as a man. But between 17 and 24, man, you've got a lot of time to really screw up. You know what I mean? I'm not saying go out and get DUI and kill somebody. That's, you know what I mean? But, like, you could pick the wrong major in school. You're not going to die. You know what I mean? Or you could choose to go to school, which is retarded, and make that mistake like most people do. There's you can make a lot of very stupid mistakes. So, like, I see these kids, and they're 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 years old, and they're freaking out about the future. They're freaking out about they don't think they're far enough ahead yet, or did I go to school for the right thing? Should I go to school at all? Should I do this? What should I do now? What about this job? This job? Like, dude, you got so much time. Like, people's lives dramatically change within the course of 3 to 6 months, very often. Why is this light not turning green? What's this shit painted? People's lives change dramatically. Some people's lives change dramatically in an hour. You know what I mean? Tragedy strikes, your whole life change could be completely different in an hour. But a lot can happen in 3 to 6 months, let alone 5 to 15 years, man. And even if you're older and you're listening to me, like, so much can happen in 5 years. So much. Like, your life could be fundamentally different 5 years from now than what it is right now. But it entirely depends on you. And whether you're going to be better off, worse off, because you won't be the same. You're either going to be better off, or you're going to be worse off. Okay? There's no 5 years from now I'll be the same that I'm at right now. No. Because even if, like, your circumstances are similar, now you're 5 years ahead, you're older. So you're worse off, right? You're going to be better or worse. And that hinges on, and that has everything to do with, what you're doing daily right now. Right now. Okay? I just ran that red light. I'm sorry. Wasn't paying attention. Good thing nobody was around. Glad there wasn't a cop back there. I'd be getting pulled over immediately. It depends on what you're doing right now. Depends on what you're doing right now. What you're doing day to day now is going to set you up for failure or success in the future. Now, that doesn't mean that if you do the right things all day, every day, you're not still going to encounter failure. That's not it at all. But you'll be failing forward as opposed to failing backwards. Because there's a difference. There's failing forward and there's failing backwards. And most people are 5 steps forward, 7 steps back. You want to be 5 steps forward, 2 steps back. You're still up 3. And 10 steps forward, 7 steps back. No, you're still up 6, right? And so on and so forth. But most people go 5 and then fall back 7. Or they go forward 3 and they fall back 10. You know what I mean? And it's always a net loss. You got to start looking at life in terms of net, right? Because if you just look at the gross, you're going to get discouraged. You got to start looking at things like a net, right? Like, people will make all this progress in the gym, and then they'll have an injury. And the injury sets them back. And they get all discouraged, and they stop going. They literally stop going. Like, even if you get set back a little bit, you're still better off than where you were before you started working out. You got to start looking at things as a net, right? You had one business venture, very successful, the other one flopped. Well, the one venture made you $250,000, the one that flopped, you lost $50,000. Now, if you just focus on the $50,000 that you lost, you're not going to be keyed in on the fact that you're still up $200,000, right? You got to start looking at the net and stop getting discouraged. Stop getting discouraged looking at the gross, because I'm telling you right now, dude, they're trapping out of that house for sure. 6 black guys, 2 Range Rovers parked in the yard, 2 Benz, 2 Mercedes-Benz. They're doing something out of there. They're not baking Christmas cookies, I can tell you that much. That was a loud saw. Holy shit. I don't know if you guys could hear that. There was a saw outside my truck like 50 yards away. So start looking at things like net. You know what I'm saying? Like net gains. And that's why it's so important that you look at what you're doing daily. Because what you're doing daily, again, is going to dictate all your future outcomes. It's going to dictate all your future outcomes. So you have to focus on one foot in front of the other, front of the other, front of the other, day after day after day after day. All right? So I love you guys. Let's get it. Have a great day. And I'll be talking to some of you here. Oh, there's a big hawk. That dude almost lost a chicken. Uh-oh. Run, ladies, run. Oh, dude. Big hawk out there flying around that guy's chickens. All right, anyways, I'll see you. Peace.